Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Allard, and joining me today is none other than Jenny Williams out of Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you so much. I have just heard so many awesome things about you. So my friend Matt Layard says that you were just the bomb.com, and I am honored to be here. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to have you. We love Matt. He's awesome. He's so much fun. I can only imagine what you get to hear from him every day. But we're excited to have you. So tell us, for listeners who don't know much about you, one, how in the world did you get into the real estate industry? And two, what's kept you passionate?
Sure. Okay. So 26 years ago, I got into this kicking and screaming, saying that I would never, ever, ever do that because my dad did that for a living. And I felt like I never wanted to do that. And now you can't make me do anything else. But I get bored. So I reinvent probably every 3 years. And I have a pattern. I have actually had get a real estate life where I have coached real estate agents since 2009, and it really is my passion. I love buyers and sellers, and I love taking care of them. But when it comes to my passion, it's the real estate agent, supporting them, helping them grow in their business. So Get a Real Estate Life was born in the crash in 2009. And yes, I still sell and help buyers and sellers, but I help real estate agents grow their business.
Wow. I love that. Okay. I have to back up because you said something about you reinventing yourself every 3 years.
Yeah.
What does that look like? And are you getting the itch now, or what might that look like in the future?
Actually, I actually have gotten the itch this year to do something a little bit different and actually kind of go back to get a real estate life. So, I got away from Get a Real Estate Life and kind of shut everything down, let all my employees go, just let all my clients go. I had close to 100 one-on-one clients at the time, at the end of 2018. And I jumped back into real estate sales after not having sold a house for 10 years.
Wow.
And yes, because I was totally focused on, you know, building marketing plans for top real estate agents and doing that fulfillment. I was doing all their social media. Our team was doing their marketing plans, their farming plans, their client nurture plans. I mean, videos for them. I mean, everything. We were taking that off of their plate. So they were just focused on business.
Right.
So I got rid of all that, jumped back into sales, and that was so much fun. And so I'm doing both now that I have completely worn myself out with sales since 2019. I am back focusing on agents. So,
wow, that has to be so fun. And also, I mean, you've seen the ebbs and flows of the market. And so I'd love to get your insight when you first started and what the industry is looking like right now. I mean, to be relevant, it's an interesting time. And, you know, coaching agents, I'm sure you hear qualms and you hear, you know, gosh, I don't know what's going on. What's happening with the market? So what 2 cents are you giving them right now?
So, I love this, Tom. I am super excited about it. I mean, we are just so blessed with an adapting market. And I mean, what is going to be on the other side is just amazing. I watched in 2008, some brand new agents that I were training, they made multiple six-figure incomes their very first year.
Wow.
Because they didn't have the fears and the insecurity of fighting the change. right? They were just learning the skills in that current market where they were and moving forward. So I'm super excited about the opportunities that we have right now. And I feel like we have to be more visible than ever before. Because people are going to start saying, oh my God, Taylor, I thought, are you still doing that?
Daggers to the heart.
Yes, it does. So we have to be very intentional about being visible. Something I always like to say is people have to know who you are and what you do so they can hire you and refer you. And if they're not seeing you actually working in your craft and trade, then they're going to think you got another job. They're going to think everybody in the industry got another job.
There's a fine line between over salesy and then showing kind of what your expertise is. I do think there's a way to do it on social media by showing and not telling, right? You're showing what you love to do every day. So for lenders, it's you just took an application on the phone and you go and you say, you know, I just spoke with this amazing couple. They're getting ready. You kind of tell the story of what is happening. And I just think agents, you know, some do a really good job of it. Some could do a little bit more of it. And then some just don't do it at all. And, you know, they always say, well, all my business is referral based. And I'm always like, well, you still kind of have to show up a little bit for those who, especially this next generation of buyers who really do everything well before they even contact you. So it's important to have a presence. To your point, but what other tips are you coaching on when it comes to social media and marketing overall?
So I love the storytelling aspect of it because I feel like you don't have to say, hire me, hire me, hire me, right?
Exactly.
If you're just showing your value and telling that story, like you said, like yesterday I had two closings and we went through the walkthrough, closing on their house, and the house, I ended up selling it for $35,000 more than the house that had just closed across the street with the same size. Okay. That's a story, right? Well, that's a lot of work that went into that. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. It wasn't like, oh, yay, that sold for, right? Like there was a lot of stuff that went into that. A lot of moving pieces and parts and a lot of people that played a part of that, and then walked into their purchase and negotiated $50,000 in equity. Which is not happening anywhere, right? One of the top neighborhoods. There's the story. There's the expertise. And every single person is providing value of some sort every day. They're just not sharing it and letting people know. And I think you're right. You don't have to be salesy. It's not about that. It's about serving.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, talk me through this mastermind you're getting ready to put on. When is it? What is it going to be about? What are you hoping to get from it? Tell me everything.
Okay. Well, I'm super excited about it because I had masterminds every single year with Get a Real Estate Life, and I have not done one in about 5 or 6 years. And so this is the first one coming back. And, you know, I feel like it's needed more than ever. We normally have about 250 to 300 agents and lenders that come to it. Atlantic Bay is our key sponsor. So I'm super excited about that. And they're such great partners with what we do. So with that being said, we've got such a lineup of really great, inspiring speakers. Our first speaker is going to be, he's coming in from Baton Rouge, and he is a real estate agent that everything about him is heart and systems. So people first, and yes, he has a huge referral business, but the guy masters all things media, and he pours into his team members. I mean, like you wouldn't believe, but he is one nugget after another. He's like, log into here, download this, use this free app. This will get you a lead. This will convert it. Use this for your videos. Use this for your client nurture. I mean, it's just like one thing after another. When I saw him speak in Nashville, and after I saw him speak, I'm like, you're coming to Birmingham. I have to have you share you with everyone. And his name is Darren James. And he lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And he's just, I believe he is the number one team in all of Louisiana. Right. So I'm super excited for that. I love somebody who puts people first. So
right. Absolutely. Well, I think it's going to be an amazing event. I know we're participating in it. So tell us when and where. Yeah. Obviously Birmingham.
It is in Birmingham, and we have people come from all over, though. We have people who drive up from the coast. They'll, you know, drive 5 or 6 hours to come and attend this event. And this year, I feel like it's really needed, as our community needs to kind of stick together and learn some new tools, because I'm all about meat and potatoes. Of course, we always eat dessert first, and I usually will serve dessert first, y'all, especially if you're sitting in VIP section. But you're going to take so much away from this. It's August 23rd, and it is going to be an all-day event. We've got our VIP seating and pictures with Coach Burt, and a special session with Coach Burt, Michael Burt, that starts, I believe, at 9. And then we go on to the VIPs also have a happy hour at 3. So it's an all-day thing.
Love it. Well, I can't wait to hear what comes out of that. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome event. You sort of touched on the opposite, or the end result of where this market is right now. Lend forward kind of what you think that will entail for everyone.
I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of not had many sales. And so it's surprising to me. So yesterday, when I was at the closing table, you know, I'm covered up with business. I'm talking with my co-op agent, who's fabulous. We've actually co-opted before. She has 10 closings this month. The people who are immediately around me have a lot of closings going on. So I'm not seeing the people who haven't had a closing since last year. So when I start having these conversations, I'm like, oh my goodness, right? Like there's a tale of two markets. There is the one, you know, the small percentage that are completely covered up and closing a bunch. And then we've got everyone else who's closing nothing. So I feel like we're going to have a lot fewer agents moving forward, and people are going to be making a lot of different moves to different brokerages because they're going to try one last place before they quit.
Right.
So that's kind of one of the things that I anticipate happening, which is completely fine. But this is the opportunity to say, forget what's going on in the market. What do I need to do to enhance my skill set? What do I need to do to enhance my mindset? Because it's 100% about mindset.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, I can't wait to, like I said, get all of the meat and potatoes out of this event. I know it's going to be awesome. Jenny, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward.
Sure. There's one thing I want to say that you actually shared the other day that Matt called me about, and I feel like it's an important topic, and it was one that you shared. It was about isolation. Mm-hmm. So this is the time where people are isolating, because they want to buy into the hype that it's not them, it's the market. Mm-hmm. And so they start not attending things, they start not feeding their minds, they stop not they're not feeding their skill set, then they're not prospecting, then they're not visible, there are no and it completely shuts down. So all those lies that they start telling themselves by being isolated is going to be what makes people quit. And I just don't want that to happen. If you really love this business, there's so many people that will support you and help you be a success. Just don't quit without putting your full effort in, and don't isolate. I think you were so right about that, Taylor.
Yeah, it boils down to mindset, right? And if you get into this negative mindset, or like a woe is me mindset, it seeps in. And so every day you got to wake up, and whether you participate in ninja selling and you are waking up a ninja and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you know, a lot of times we falter because we have our production and our productivity are stemmed from us. And so if it starts to seep in and you think, oh, well, I'm just waiting and waiting, and you're not being proactive, and you're not, like you said, you're not out there hustling, like don't get complacent. Don't isolate yourself. You know, just because the market feels one way So how are you pouring into your other buckets? How are you drumming it up? Because if you're in a negative mindset and you let that seep in, it's going to reflect and it shows everybody else that you're in this negative mindset. So don't lose that hustle mentality. Don't lose your grit, your hunger, the fire in your belly that made you successful all those years, you know, making sure that you're doing what you got to do and realizing that your agent, I'm speaking from a lender's perspective, but your agents are feeling it too. So if you come at it from a negative mentality, they feel that. So I loved what you said. We are in an adaptive market. We are evolving as professionals in this industry. Right now, you might not know it, but your processes are changing. The way you educate is changing for the better, I hope. Like this is, it's not fun to be in a market that's so volatile. However, we are learning from this. And hopefully this downtime, we're perfecting our processes and making sure that for when that upswing that you mentioned earlier comes around, we're ready and we're better because of it.
Yes. That's exactly what I want. And is it okay if I share a free tool that can help people?
Sure.
So I created years ago a fun way to do business. And it's called My Six Figure Day. It's absolutely free. You can download it. And it actually comes on like a piece of paper. I thought I had one sitting here. I do have an app for it, but just do the free version. And sure. It'll give you so many different ways that you can play a game with yourself on how to move that needle forward in your business. And if you do 100 or 140 points a day, then you know when you put your head on your pillow that you've had a six-figure day. So it's wow. my6figureday.com.
Right. I love that. Well, that's amazing. And I think it's worth spending the time to do that, whether it's at the beginning of your day to set you up for success or if it's at the end of the day, wherever you find that time, it's not hard. It shouldn't be hard to carve out 10 minutes. To pour into your business. You know, that's for you. You spend all day trying to get in front of your agents or get in front of your buyers or your past customers and stay on top of mind and get on social media. It's a lot. I know it's a lot, but you're worth the 10 minutes of getting in this app and you know, making sure your processes are right. But I love that. Thank you for all this. This is a great time talking with you. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And thanks for watching, everybody.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.